I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, man. Good morning.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How do you do? Hey man, just wanna talk about the boys in blue. Hey man, now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey man, what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
I figured that's a good spot where we can start this one, as we are now joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. What's new in that locker room? Matt, you're, 13 of your last 15 games have had W's in front of them. And then not only that, you squeaked by last night because some guy lets the ball go off his forehead and the Royals are victorious. So how about that clubhouse right now, Q?
Yeah, I mean, we're finding a lot of different ways to win. I mean, that's a really odd situation last night, but at the same time, you know, that's one play in that inning. There were a lot of other things that happened.
Correct.
So that were executed well. It's definitely been a good couple weeks, you know, stacking some wins together. We had dug ourselves a little bit of a hole at the start, and to bounce back shows the character of the team.
Did you ever take one off the head like that?
You know what's funny? I took one off the forehead on a throw. I was playing second base in the Cape Cod Summer League, and the catcher threw one down and hit me right in the forehead.
Did it hurt?
I just whiffed it. It was a perfect throw. I went to tag the guy too quickly, and it hit me right in the forehead.
So what was the pain like in that situation?
It was just more embarrassment. I don't remember it really hurting, but I just remember, like, please let me just dig this hole and crawl into it.
Yeah, now we know why you're managing and not playing, I guess, huh?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet there are. But, I mean, this has been fun to watch. The pitching's been there. You're getting that timely hitting. And Bobby now gives you that feel that you just knew he was going to win that game for you last night. You know, you see him coming up. As soon as he was in the on-deck circle, I'm like, oh, they're winning this game. There's no doubt in my mind. They're going to come through and they're going to win this game. I mean, Bobby is kind of give you that Mahomes. Like, no matter what time of the game it is, he's going to come through and win it for you.
Yeah, it was great for him to come through. And I'll be honest, I thought, you know, Izzy and Indy, I was confident both of those guys were going to get it done. I mean, once we had bases loaded, nobody out, I thought we were going to find a way to do it. I mean, certainly it's not a slam dunk. He's still got to execute. And Boozer that was on the mound, he's got a really good arm. So you can see how he can elevate the fastball, and you can get those pop-ups when guys do that. So for India to get a ball on the ground and for Bobby to, you know, not pop it up in the infield, those were well-executed swings.
When you play that game last night and you kind of feel the momentum building, do you feel that in the dugout as well as you see, you know, one play happen? And I think Denny Matthews said it at best when we played the audio earlier from last night. He said the White Sox are doing everything they can not to burp this game up. And then it's bad teams will give away games. Good teams will win games. Last night, that seems like that's the perfect scenario. You guys just kept chipping away and the good team won and the bad team lost.
Well, there's a lot of things that had to go into it to put us in that spot, right? I mean, Lugo, you know, we got behind, but he kept us in the game. 6 2/3, really solid inning. Zerpa comes in and gets out of it in the seventh. You know, they scratch one across in the eighth, but then a really good ninth from, getting out of the eighth, Taylor Clark, and then a really good ninth to keep us there. Salvi's RBI to get us one closer. I mean, all those things go into it, right? So, but then I can't emphasize enough that we have not seen hardly any left-handed pitching, and Mark Canha has not gotten a ton of at-bats. And he comes in and is ready to hit. He pulls the ball foul. He works a really good at-bat for a walk. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that goes into winning games, is somebody that's not hanging his head. He hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, and he goes out there and starts a rally like that. So those are the things that you look at as far as winning baseball.
You know, I don't normally do this to you, but I'm just going to say, react to me when I say this. Mikel Garcia.
I'm just so excited for him. You know, he's growing up right in front of our eyes, you know, yep. Maturing physically, mentally, as a teammate in the big leagues. You know, I mean, he's got a lot of stuff that he's showing right now of how good a player he can be, but not just the player, but the professional and the teammate and all the things that we see behind the scenes. I could not be happier for him as a person.
The other name, Drew Waters.
Yeah, a lot of similarities to, you know, Drew has always had a ton of talent. And this is the first time that he's been getting a extended runway to play, and good for him. He's taking advantage of it. You know, by no means does he feel like he's a finished product. He needs to continue to develop. And that's, you know, the more he plays, the more pitchers are going to understand how to attack him, and he's going to have to adjust. But he's played good defense for us. He's run the bases well. He's got a lot of ability. And, you know, to Drew's credit, he got a decent amount of playing time in 23, but he was a different person. We were a different team. And he's come up here with a great attitude this year and done everything he can, use all his resources to put himself in the best spot to succeed.
Talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero, Matt, I want to bring this up because your team's rolling as a manager of this team. How do you kind of keep the I know winning can be contagious and it's fun, and you know, the locker room bumps after the game, but how is it, you know, still emphasize like, hey, it's still early, we still got to do this, and how does that, you know, start from you and go through those players with the focus to continue doing this?
Well, I mean, that is the focus. I mean, these are the things that we know why these guys are here. They want to win. That is the sole focus. So I don't have to go in there every day and remind these guys And then when you have guys like Salvi and Bobby in the meeting rooms and the coaches that are constantly preaching the same message, they understand. I mean, there's no other reason that we show up there every day is to win. So you win a few, it doesn't mean the season's over. You lose a few, it doesn't mean the season's over. You got to keep grinding. And we know this is a long year. There's a ton of games left, 120 something games left. So, you know, you just think of, we've only played a couple weeks of an NFL season so far. We need to keep it all in perspective and certainly just continue to try to put our best foot forward every day.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what I'm trying to caution people and have for years, and said, you got to view every 10 baseball games as one NFL game, and you're getting ready to close in on week four of the NFL season. And so you're not making huge judgments or changes based on the first month of an NFL season. Usually you guys probably aren't doing that after the first 40 games, but now you are 40 games into this thing. You kind of know where you are as a ball club. Get another 40 games, kind of evaluate some more things, and then the conversation really starts probably to heat up about trades and moves and things like that. So through these first 40 games, how are you kind of evaluating and looking at your ball club?
Well, I mean, the pitching's been really good. You know, we've weathered the storm a little bit with some injuries with, you know, Sam Long, Hunter Harvey. You know, the starters have been good, really good. The bullpen's been really good. You know, we've started to come on offensively. I think the other thing that you look at is, you know, early in the season, you have the factors of just getting yourself going. You have the opponents you're playing. We played a lot of really good teams with really good bullpens, and it was hard to come back late in games when we got down. But, you know, as the confidence builds a little bit and the offense continues to grow, we're putting more balls in play consistently. We're hitting the ball harder. You know, we look for the process-driven goals that we have to continue to produce against fastballs or to situationally hit those kinds of things. I mean, a lot was made the other day of that game with all the home runs in Baltimore. And, you know, in the ninth inning, we put two more runs on the board because Biggio stole a base. Mikel moved him over and Massey got him in. And that's, you know, that expanded that game. So we didn't have to use Estevez. And those are the kinds of little things that we look at is, are we playing solid baseball? And you can play solid baseball and still lose, but those are the things that we're looking at.
No doubt about it. Last one for you, Q. Who do you got tonight, Celtics or Knicks?
Knicks.
Oh wow, okay. Good. All right, because, you know, I'm a Knicks guy. He's Mac over there is a Celtics guy, so we got a little internal rivalry going on here, Q. We got to okay. Get the Knicks get a win tonight, man. Whoo, I'll tell you what, New York City going to be crazy on Saturday.
You going to go?
No.
He will not be watching. Q, we appreciate the time. Go get another one against the White Sox. Maybe get a sweep and get seven games above 500 and keep doing your thing, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
That is...
He just cut him off.
He said, see ya. I didn't mean to go too fast.
Like, take... Gary Pinkel had the fastest hang-up in the West, though.
How about...
Click! Oh, my God. It was over before he even, like, hung up.
That's right. Coming up on the other side. Get into the poll question we had earlier today. We'll react to what Q had to say about Waters and Garcia. And plus, what is your most anticipated Chiefs game on the schedule release that is in 1 week from today?
Hey, what is that, 30-year anniversary?
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, Thanksgiving. Hey, what go, man? 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for 96.5 The Fan.
All right, Mac, your time to update the people on what the poll question of Fesco and Dusty's poll question Wednesday, which is, who do you have in support? Mac team with the Celtics or Fesco team with the Knicks? Where are we at now in the morning of this Wednesday?
Stayed about the same, over 100 votes now.
Did you cast Q's vote for the Knicks?
Yeah, we'll count that. It'll make an even 60%. We'll call it, with Q's vote, we'll call it 60-40.
Wow, okay.
So yeah. Everybody hates Boston.
Yeah, it's fine. I love it.
Well, again, it goes back to they've been there. They've done that. We've seen this before, right? Yeah. And this is where sports fatigue, I think, sets in. While we love what the Chiefs have going on, and I'm sure Philadelphia loves what the Eagles have going on, I'm sure there is Eagle and Chief fatigue. I know there's Chiefs fatigue out there, obviously, nationally, Dodger fatigue, Yankee fatigue, and I think there's Celtic fatigue. I think when you win all the time, or seemingly win all the time, people get tired of it. And I don't really think we want to see repeat champs in professional sports, guys. I know we do as our fans of our teams, but I don't think the general public, once you win, get the hell out. Let somebody else come to the party,
new.
Right?
Exactly. And they want the Bills. They want the Lions.
Yeah, and in the NBA, I think people want the Knicks. I think they want to see Golden State because of Steph, and that's kind of the outlier in all this.
It's definitely not new, but
no,
yeah.
But it feels new. It
we
does.
2 years ago.
I know, but it still feels new because they're on the West Coast. They're a dangling participle out there, right? like nobody pays attention. The Lakers, nobody wants them to win because they always win and they have LeBron and nobody's interested in that. Celtics, just they fall into that category of the Yankees, of the big brand name teams that everybody roots against. And I think people just want to see Boston moved on because they did win it last year.
I like that you did the reaction thing to Q with Garcia and Waters. Cause like, I know
what are you supposed to ask? You know,
right. But like, he's, you know, like a proud papa.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm really happy these guys. No kidding. One, they have worked their ass off. And two, you got some pieces in your lineup. Like it's not, obviously they're not must watch, but I mean, think about this team 3 weeks ago when everybody's like, yeah, Bobby hits and then I'll go empty the trash. I'll go, you know, get the girls ready for the car. I'll go to, now it's like, well, Bobby's up, and Vinny's been doing all right.
Vinny's got a 2 in front of his average
now. Did you see that last night on the TV? They were saying that?
Yep.
Like, Hunter goes, it may not be a lot. It may not be that big to you guys, but Vinny sees that thing up there, and it's a 2 in front of that. It's a little bit of confidence. And then all of a sudden,
is that
you're like,
Rex Binkley?
I don't know, man. Struggling.
Or Jay Huddler?
I can't.
I kind of like it. I
can't nail every impersonation, but I can't nail this one. How are the White Sox going to throw this one away? But it's... It is there because then you get after Vinny and it's like, okay, Sal. And then you're like, okay, maybe some people are realistic fans. They're like, okay, well, it's been a hot month. It's not going to keep up. But after that, you're like, hey, Mikel's up. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of fan favorites that are in your finger. They're like, including one of them right here. You know, hey, I'm going to see what Mikel can do. This lineup's not over yet. And then it's like, Waters is up. And you're like, what number in the lineup are we at? 7. And think about that, where you were 3 weeks ago as to where you are now. Where it was, Wendy, you can't hit the broadside of a barn. Now his OPS has gone up. I had a rough night last night, but still made something happen when it mattered most.
Yep.
Bobby is Bobby. Vinny is hitting 200 now, and he's starting to get productive at bats.
That double yesterday in the gap was great. Yeah. Those are the type of hits where you look at and you go, okay, I think this guy is starting to get it, you know, in the right direction. And when Garcia and Waters produce like they're producing, it's also great for the bottom line of this whole thing, too, because you're getting great production out of guys that are making the league minimum. And that helps when you're able to go out now and acquire talent at the deadline. All of a sudden, you've got more money that you can spend because you guys that are making the league minimum that are giving you, you know, good production out there. So you only really have to worry about, in my opinion, right now. And obviously, all this could change in a week if something happens. But as we sit here today, you need to make one upgrade on this team. You need an outfielder. You need a bat. And that is it. And we can continue to beat the drum on the Santander thing, and they didn't sign him. They didn't think he was worth $90-some million. He's proving he's not worth $90-some million.
He's only hit $180 in Toronto.
That's right. Yeah. So the Royals made a good decision by not giving him that $90-some million. They didn't believe he was worth it then. They don't believe he's worth it now. I don't believe he's worth it now. But if you wanted to sign for $60, feel free to come to the party. Somebody just overpaid. It happens all the time in baseball. Move on. Focus on now that next guy that you're going to get, because one more outfield piece, one more bat for this outfield, one more good, legitimate bat in this lineup, man, it ties the whole thing together. Now, let's go beat Detroit. Let's go beat the Yankees. Let's go beat the Indians.
Do you think that we'll start seeing a surplus of people out at the K? Because I know the White Sox don't really move the needle, especially in the middle of the week, Monday through Thursday. I'm not saying that there should be a ton of people out there on Thursday afternoon. Could be a fun game for us to go to if we don't have anything else to do.
I think I'm going tomorrow.
On Thursday afternoon?
Yep.
I might go with you.
Do it.
Because going to be nice, good weather.
Yep.
It's actually supposed to rain tomorrow, isn't it?
It is? I didn't.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think the next 2 days are supposed to have rain in the forecast.
Either way, I'll still go. And this week it's Boston. I'm interested to know what that's going to bring to the public. Like what the numbers will be at the K, especially if you sweep the White Sox. you would then win 17 of your last 19. Mm-hmm. And you're bringing in the White Sox. There's going to be some fans there. I feel like they could pull some serious numbers with the fan base because weather's supposed to be nice this weekend, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think after Thursday, we're supposed to have just 78, 79, and then 80s all next week. Like, we're back to shorts and T-shirts in the morning, maybe. And I'm wondering what this will bring out as a fan base because I'd like to know what this weekend's attendance would be like, especially if they sweep this series and you have wonderful weather, mm-hmm. end of the season of school and all that, do something, you know, I'm just wondering what that'll look like.
Yeah, it's for me, I look at it, I know how busy the month of May is for a lot of people, right? Graduation parties are every weekend now from the end of April to the beginning of June. Everybody's got the graduation party. It is Mother's Day weekend as well.
That's
so
right.
People may have other, like, I'm not making excuses for this, but like, I always just kind of resent when people say, no, nobody's going to the ballpark. Nobody cares about. No, people do care about this team. They're consuming this team in record numbers, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on TV, the folks who can get out to the ballpark. I mean, there's a lot of life that goes on, right? And if this team continues to win, people will make it a priority to go out to the ballpark and see this team and whatnot. So I think, you know, it's a busy month for a lot of people with other things that are going on. I don't think it's fair to judge the success or failure of a team or anything or interest in a team that for that matter, based on who's out there at the ballpark. Because for a lot of people, it's expensive. It's hard to get out there. You got so much stuff going on with the kids and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, once kind of things slow down from a life perspective, I do think if this team keeps winning June, July, August, and September, and then obviously the postseason in October, people will get out there. They'll get out there and support this ball club, but they're consuming this ball club in different ways than just being at the ballpark. And you can't compare it to football either. That's, you know, that's 8 games over the course of a year, you know?
Looks like it will not be going tomorrow. Do you want to know why? School day at the K.
Oh yeah, that's
the all kids.
Yeah, that's a stay away.
Go
day.
Have fun, kids. Yeah, I mean, I'm not dogging kids. It's just that ain't for me.
No, I'm with you. That's a stay away day.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. That's a stay away day. Every fly ball, the people screech at the top of their lungs. Mac would fit right in, right about his age range. Yeah,
lovely.
But thank you. Friday night is nurses' night at the K.
That's more your speed.
Okay. So, shout out to because it's nurses' week. This week, actually. Yesterday was National Nurses Day. This is Nurses Week. So they get to have their, I think they have like a certain ticket and they get something that's like beneficial for them and their job, whether it's like a stethoscope or like a, like I think one year they did scrubs.
Free stethoscope night at the ballpark would
for
be,
nurses.
For everybody.
No.
Just, bunch of drunks going up there and checking people's hearts, people getting pushed and punched.
Did your
in the
doctor
face.
Always blow on it before they put it on
I've
your chest?
I've never noticed, honestly, to be honest. I don't know. I'm the
put that cold stethoscope on your chest. Yeah. That's a
sometimes they just do it over your shirt too, or you know, just depends.
Scott Calvin's played Jingle Bells when he tested his heart. But yeah, tomorrow's school day at the K. So Mac, you in for that or no?
I've already got tickets, so it's happening.
Oh, so you have to go.
I mean, yeah, I'm going. Me and my friend are going.
Oh.
Yep. Emily's got that lovely banana pudding for me to try as well. So.
Oh, is it delivered yet?
It is.
You haven't tried it yet? How do you not dive into that night
No,
one?
It's at the stadium.
Oh.
It's at her office.
Oh.
So I'm going to go to the game with my friend who hasn't been to a game this season yet, so it'll be fun.
Nice. You got banana pudding, Bob. What?
It's a growing boy.
Hey, I didn't say it. But no, we talked about this yesterday, about 8 o'clock or so, CBS bidding high on Chiefs and Bills every year seems to be the case because they played that 325 game with Romo and Nance the last 3 years. And we know there is a bidding opportunity when it comes to, markets and games and stuff like that. It seems like CBS is like, I don't care how much it costs. We're putting most of our money here.
Well, I wish they did it that way. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think back in the old days, and again, I don't know how this works anymore with the TV deals. You could protect games and say, okay, we're protecting, I think it was 3 or 4 games. That was it that you were able to protect, and you were able to keep those games, and they couldn't be flexed, and obviously the Chiefs and Bills would rank high on that list. But I don't know how the TV broadcasts are working anymore. I'm not surprised if the NFL would go to a bidding system to make more money. You know, you're already paying $300 billion a year for this, and now you got to pay for each game that you want a televised as well based on the game, and that then you owe us more money. Wouldn't be shocked if the NFL ended up doing something like that at the end of the day. But I think the Chiefs and Bills obviously is a game that is going to be the most coveted game on the NFL schedule this year, and should be the most coveted game on the NFL schedule this year. And if you're CBS and you get to protect three or four games, that obviously has to be one of those games. I'm kind of glad that's not a Sunday night game too. I don't like Sunday night games. I don't like Monday night games. I get up early. Give me the 3:25 game against Buffalo. I'm good with that, man. That's fine if CBS protects that game. And so you have to start to look at some of these great games that are going to be released next week. Of the top 10 games NFL.com put out, three of them involve Kansas City. None involve Dallas.
Is there a game on the schedule that you would try to promote to somebody who's like, yeah, I got one game to go to this year? You play the NFC East and you play the AFC South. And I think you play Philadelphia and Washington here. And then obviously your divisional games. And then I think the two South teams you play at home are the Colts and the Texans. I could be wrong with that, though. I don't know. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I should. It should be right there.
Yeah, I got it linked.
Yeah, it's right there. But yeah, your home opponents here. Gosh, this is such annoying. Do you want cookies? No. Later. Yes. Away. Okay. Home. Obviously your opponents, but you play the Ravens, the Lions, the Texans, the Colts, the Eagles, and the Commandos all at home outside of your own division games. What's one game out of that list of names that you would try to sell somebody that would be the game to go to?
The Baltimore Lion Eagle game.
That one's electric.
That's the electric game right there. Any of those three.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Baltimore has to be the one. That's like your big kind of AFC rival that's coming to your stadium this year. The NFC crossover games are cool, but you win that Ravens game. We know what it did for the Chiefs last year. Set them up to basically run the table. That's the game for me, the Baltimore game.
Do you think more people would be interested in the Commanders or the Lions coming to Kansas City?
I think the Lions.
They kind of do it for you? I feel like that'd be a fun game to go to.
That'd be a great one. Yeah.
See Jahmyr Gibbs in person.
Absolutely.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, and St. Brown, for that matter.
I think the Commanders game is the one that would sell because of kind of like what they're selling themselves as a franchise. I mean, they're getting the draft, and boys.
Oh, we got 9 home games this year, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Daniels is a stud. I think Washington's going to try to prove to people they could be hanging around for quite some time. They're in that, you know, NFC East with all those other juggernauts as well. Like Dallas, obviously they're not like a successful team, but they're always talked about and have potential praise. Obviously George Pickens is now on their roster. If you didn't know that, by the way, George Pickens was traded to Dallas today for some picks. The Commanders, that's a team that I'd be interested to go see because that's one of those games where, like, I think if the Chiefs would have won the Super Bowl, that would have been a game that would have been a high up opportunity for me to have the first game of the year. Because you always play like an up-and-coming team, somebody who's a really big, noticeable team that could be somebody that could, you know, potentially be there in the future. I think that would have been a great opening night game with Washington and Kansas City. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Like,
Washington's going to be an interesting one to see if they continue to move forward or if they take a step back. You know, sometimes you have that success. You played the easy schedule. Ipso facto, you fall back to the pack next year, right? How did they do in the postseason? Like they got run in their postseason game, right, if I'm not mistaken?
I mean, they made the NFC Championship game.
That's right, they did.
They did. And then they got run on by the Eagles, but everyone besides the Rams did. The Rams are the only team that gave them somewhat of a shot.
I also think that there's 3 noon games on the Chiefs' schedule.
Good.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah, I think they play the Colts at home here at noon. I think that's a good noon game in Kansas City.
That may be the only noon home game we get.
I think it is the only one because you're not playing the Broncos at noon. You're not playing the Raiders at noon. You're not playing the Chargers at noon. That Ravens game is going to be a must-see network television game. Same with the Lions. Same with the Texans. Same with Philly. Same with Washington. Leaves Indianapolis.
All those are at home.
Yeah, those are all home
games.
That's
amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Your road schedule, obviously the same teams, but they're all West Coast, so you're not going to play
no noon games.
No
there.
Noon games there. Tennessee Titans game screams noon.
Yeah.
Week 3 in Tennessee or whatever they play. And then Jacksonville. That's a noon game.
That's a noon game, too. But the Giants game screams noon, too. They play noon, 1 o'clock games all the time. And so that could be a nooner as well. So there may be 3 on the road, but the one at home only, that stinks. Only one at home. Because I know how fans are now. Oh, fans are like, just give me the noon games back.
I mean, you look at that schedule. I mean, nothing. I mean, maybe they play. I don't know. I can't imagine they play a division team at noon.
I'd be shocked.
Denver would be the only one I could potentially see on that new schedule.
One of those,
who knows?
I feel like Denver's going to be a Thursday night game at home in Arrowhead, in my opinion. And it might be a Monday night game in Denver. Like, Denver scares me, man.
Denver's going to be good.
They have a secondary that got much better. The defensive line. What'd you say? They might have the best defense in football?
Might have the best defense in football next season. And if Bo Nix is what he was last season.
Bo Nixon?
Yes, if Drew Nix, Bo Nixon is what he was last season. Yeah, dude, it's a threat.
Yeah, Drew Nix, man, that guy. I'm interested to see that sophomore season. That's now he's a 30-year-old sophomore. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Yeah, no doubt.
I just love looking at the schedule and seeing the away games are. I mean, we get all the hard opponents other than the Bills, seemingly at home.
Yeah, the road schedule is weak.
It's weak, man. Yeah, that's awesome.
You can go on the road and take care of some serious business out there.
Cardinals, Jags, Titans, and Cowboys all on the road.
We play the Cardinals on the road?
Sorry, Cowboys, Jags, Giants, and Titans all on the road. Yeah.
Play Buffalo at Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Cowboys are going to be really good, man. They got George Pickens.
Yeah, they got George Pickens, yeah.
And they drafted a running back out of Texas.
Right. Did they get a quarterback yet?
Mm-hmm. They got Wack Prescott.
Do they get a coach yet?
Yeah,
sure. What about a GM? Do they have that guy in place?
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
I mean, you're based on your organization strength, your head coach, your GM, and your quarterback. Does that scream success for Dallas? Like that threesome in Dallas, that's a hard pass.
That's a rough Wednesday threesome. Oh, Brian Schottenheimer, God. Wack Prescott, and
like
Jerry Jones.
It's like the lights went on at 3 a.m. at Mike's on Troost, and you're looking around going, all right, Sally.
Yeah.
Like that I mean, ugh. Schottenheimer, Jones, and Dak?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the worst three-headed monster in the NFL? Worst GM, head coach, quarterback combination in the NFL?
Gotcha.
I mean, because Jacksonville, you could say Trevor Lawrence is better than, I think, Dak Prescott.
Somebody in the text line says Broncos at Chiefs on Christmas Day. They already ruled out they're not going to be on Christmas, right?
Well, they didn't. They said the Chiefs aren't going to be a regularly scheduled team on Christmas Day.
So they are going to still play on Christmas. Well, I hope not. That'd be a noon game, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Brio's queen size mattress available on I-35 northbound right before Southwest Boulevard.
Oh, nice. Go get it.
Has seen better days, but still looking decent at the right light.
Hey, have you ever seen anybody get out of their car and just dump the mattress on the side of the road?
No.
No, you always just see it left. You never see the actual act.
Has anybody ever seen somebody like throwing a couch out on the highway or a fridge
or
a mattress?
Stuff at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
But even when we're driving to work, there's nobody out. You still don't see it then, you know? Like, when do you drop? When is the perfect time to throw your mattress on the side of the highway?
I would say anywhere between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m.
And I understand why people do it. They make it so hard to get rid of stuff.
You're like, screw it.
Yeah, I don't blame people. You got to jump through all these hoops and ugh.
So do you park on do you have a guy in the back who throws it out near the side and like you slow down? Do you have to get out and lift it out?
Oh, yeah, you got to stop the car. Yeah, you get out, lift. Like, it's not like you're just throwing it out the window like it's a piece of gum or something, you know? Like, I mean, like, you got to get out of the car. You know how awkward those things are when you're trying to move them around? You got to have a buddy with you, your wife or somebody, help you get the thing out of the car. Like, it's not easy.
I think what they do is they just don't strap it down, hit the highway speed. Let the air get underneath it.
Could do that, too. But it's dangerous, though, for everybody behind you. And they always end up on the shoulder, though. You never see them in the middle.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Well, now they have George Pickens, because that was the news that broke today in the NFL.
Is that the big trade that Jerry was alluding to?
Mm-hmm. That's what he said. That's what a lot of people think.
Oh,
like, if you're a Cowboy fan, how does that resonate with you? Be honest. Like, they probably know the name George Pickens, so people think it's a good trade because you've heard of the guy.
Oh, yeah, my friend is a huge Cowboys fan. A-plus offseason after that addition is what he said. A-plus offseason.
Same guy that said, how about doing that against injured roster?
No, it's a different friend, but same stupidity. Cowboys now have made four trades this offseason. They acquired cornerback Kaiir Elam.
Never heard of him.
That's actually the Bills corner that they got because we traded up above them for Trent McDuffie, the guy that's a total bust. Acquired linebacker Kenneth Murray.
Never heard of him.
He's total bust. Acquired quarterback Joe Milton. He'll never play a snap. And they acquired George Pickens. Those were their four trades.
Those were the those.
That's the substantive. I feel trades.
Like, see, this is Jerry Jones is a brilliant marketer. Yeah. You got dopes like your friend thinking, oh, what an off season.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we got Khalil Al-Amin. Didn't he play for UConn?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like Jerry Jones is walking into like the Dallas facility, like Kenny Powers, who thinks he's got like $1,000 suit on, when really it's like $40 from like Macy's, and he's like, huh.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Guys.
Huh? You're like, what, dude? George, what about him? It's like,
yeah, Mike Tomlin didn't want him on the team anymore. And when Mike Tomlin's done putting up with you, there's no hope. Because Mike Tomlin, man, that guy's a saint.
Hey, you got DK Metcalf and Pickens. That on paper is great. He's so bad. Pickens is such a nuisance. They said, man, we're not even going to try for a day. No, yeah.
We're going to deal with Aaron here in a little bit. Yeah. One ego's enough.
Exactly.
You're gone. And you're expendable. And you only gave a third-round pick back in return. I guess that's kind of the going rate. But he's 24 years old.
Jeez.
Mike McCarthy's probably like, thank God.
Yeah, thank God I'm not in that thing anymore. Schottenheimer's going, oh, God.
He's like, Dad, he's like Chris Farley on the boat and Tommy.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuck out here again, Dad. Could really use a gust of wind to lift up my spirits here. And then he gets hit in the back of the head with George Pickens.
Yeah.
Could have gone without that.
Yeah. George Pickens. Welcome to the NFL. You're Jerry's puppet, and now you have George Pickens at no quarterback. Have fun. But he's great because he is selling that hope and nonsense, and fans believe it. Just like they believed the circus was real back in the day. And that's what Jerry Jones is. He's a modern-day P.T. Barnum. I've been saying that for the last decade. And he does a wonderful job at it. He convinces people to go to that big top and think they're going to see things they've never seen before. 9-8.
I'm sure Ben Maller will be excited about it when we talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This is prime Maller lane right there.
I mean, the fact that Jerry can sell this as like a legitimate offseason and people are buying it is brilliant.
Like everyone said that Pickett's guy was underdrafted. He could be an all pro wide receiver. Just was, you know, with Tomlin, who kept all those other receivers in check.
I mean, he had Antonio Brown before this.
We lost him a long time ago.
But after he left Tomlin, that's correct. When we really lost him. I can't wait to see what, you know.
George.
Dallas. Yeah, it's going to be fun down there.
CeeDee Lamb might knock him out at some point this year.
What do you make of CeeDee Lamb's tweet last night where he's got the nose picker from The Simpsons waving in front of a locker? Like, does that mean hi to George Pickens or bye to Dallas?
I think hi to George Pickens.
Yeah, it's, hey, man.
Yeah,
kind of thing. You're like nerdy. Kind of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There was an usher that beat the hell out of this guy with a bat because he kept getting spit on. Or belt, yeah. Belt.
Oh, a bat would
have he should have been a bat. Spit on me, you're going to get hit in the face with a baseball bat. Plus, we talk more about this Knicks-Celtics game that starts tonight at 6, and I hope it goes to 7 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well with you on a Wednesday. Can't believe it, already going to be Thursday tomorrow. Excited. Yeah, so excited. Quick. And then Saturday you get game 3 in the actual Garden.
Here we go.
Okay. Will it be 2-0-1-1? What are we thinking?
I think it'll be 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1.
What did Bob say? Bigger win tonight for the Knicks than it is the Celtics?
Yeah, more important game for the Knicks tonight.
I think so. Yeah, because the Celtics are the defending champs. They got the pedigree. 2-0 deficit. They can figure things out.
They can come back. Okay, that's fair.
You know, 1-1, you know, then you kind of think of it may be over at that point in time. But, you know, hey, the Knicks got the first one. They're only supposed to win one on the road in that first game or for that first two games. And then you've got the home court advantage. That's a lot of pressure to go then win 3. I think it'd be tough to win another one up there in Boston for New York. So.
No, that's a good point. Plus, depending on the injuries for this, like if Kristaps and Sam Hauser are both out tonight, like that's more to your point of like, okay, you got to strike while
brother?
Exactly. You got to strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, you do. With the injuries, especially. Is Porzingis playing tonight?
I haven't looked. I don't know. I mean, they don't know what's going on with him. He's had a viral illness for months. It's messed up his whole second half of the season. He was playing game one and then just started to feel bad and he couldn't finish.
That sucks. It's not like a hamstring injury.
Exactly.
It's something you can't figure out from that health standpoint. It blows.
Yeah,
man.
It sucks. We just don't really know what's going on.
So I think the Knicks end up losing tonight, and the Celtics get this one, and then Saturday it's a 1-1 game, 2:30, right? Is that the time of the game?
On the patio. Let's
go. And so you guys can come over Saturday, watch the game.
Heck yeah.
And so Maloney says, I heard Mac invited us over to his house. I said, no, Mac did not invite you anywhere. I said, we're going to be watching the game.
That's awesome.
I said they're going to come over 2:30. He goes, can we make it 5:30? I go, well, let me call the NBA and see if they'll change the game time for your freaking Saturday schedule.
Make it 5.
Yeah, no. Do not make that 5.
I said 5. Everybody would be dissipated by then, literally and figuratively. Like, a lot of like.
Unless he's bringing over 2 large Taco Casey's pizzas
at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Like, then we might go the opposite of dissipate by 7.
Yeah, but like he literally wanted me to call the NBA and have him change the game time to fit his. Yeah, Adam Silver's taking my call. I got that much pull.
Yeah, of course. He's coming over to my house, too. Okay, great.
So
come on over, Rob.
Mac invited us over at 5 o'clock on Saturday. I go,
well, you did?
No, I don't remember that happening.
Hannah's going to be like, who's this large, bald man at our front door?
Yeah, well, he may be bringing hooch. Who knows, man? You bring a bottle of something, you're always welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome in.
You
come on inside.
Hopefully he doesn't bring Turner.
Well played. I mean, it's really good.
Turner.
Did you get the
I don't think Mac gets it.
No, I don't think so.
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, I mean, that was really good. That's a deep cut. Like, that's a Bob thing. Like, that's I mean, good Lord, that is so old and good.
Quick Trip announced a PSA today.
QT.
You do not need a real ID to get any taco and a big Q.
Oh, how messy the airports today. Have we seen the local news at the airport
Is it
yet?
As of today?
As of today, you got to have that real ID.
Does that
ID,
work for dispensaries too?
No, I think it's just for the airport.
Is it just airlines?
Yeah, I think it's just for the airport.
Because I have to go get one.
Oh, you don't have a real ID?
No, you're at that trip?
I got
to
get one.
You better go now. I don't know how long it takes in Missouri to get a license, but I know in Kansas, my God.
I'm going to go get a real ID.
Yeah, you need to go get that.
That stinks.
You really should get a passport, too.
I think I'm going to do that as well, and I'm going to expedite it. It's only like $50 more.
At least it used to be.
I don't know what it is anymore.
It used to be like $50 to get a passport, $100 to get it expedited as well.
Yeah, we got to take the kids and get new ones because they have their kid passports and they expire here pretty quick. And so now you got to go get adult passports, but you got to apply for new. Like, it's all it's a money grab.
Dang, a big Q and any taco for $2.99 at QT. That'll put your growing boy ass to sleep after one of those.
You don't need a real ID for that. Has the local news been at the airport today?
I don't know.
Going crazy with their stories.
We got banned from the local news.
Yeah, we can't watch anymore. It's a worm in your head.
I
will give Fox 4 a lot of credit. Great story though about downtown restaurants today on Fox4KC.com.
Yeah, about Manny's.
Manny's. I feel so bad. I feel so bad for the Lopez family and everybody else who owns businesses downtown that are now basically closing up because of crime. It sucks, man. Like, David Lopez and the folks at Manny's do unbelievable work down there. Their tacos are fantastic. It's a great restaurant. Some of the other places down there as well. And the worst part about it is, like, these restaurant owners have texted the mayor, and he's doing nothing about it and not even responding to them.
So this is interesting. I have jury duty on Monday. Will I be able to use my ID? It's a federal building. Are they going to kick me out of jury duty?
Yeah,
maybe I'll wait until Tuesday to get my ID. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, also, I don't know how I'm able to go to jury duty.
Like, you call on Friday, don't you? And they tell you if they actually need
it's
you.
It's not
or
just
not.
That, but it's definitely been under 3 years. And I'm not trying to bring up bad time. When was the parade shooting? What year?
Last year.
I was at jury duty the, like, week after the shooting. There's no way I should be able to be selected. There's no way. So I'm wondering, like, what's going on here?
Well, because there's not enough people living in Jackson County anymore with the property tax rate.
And when I went, and I don't know if this counts, but, like, when I went to jury duty, like, shortly after, because we had to go around the side because the mayor was doing a press conference. And we had to go into, like, the side of the building and go through all these, like, loops to get in there. And then the judge came down and said, unfortunately for some, but fortunately for most, there is no need for you guys to go. You're more than welcome. Does that count as one of your times?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think that's a little bit of red tape where they may say you didn't have to serve, so you're put back into the pool. But I don't know. I have no idea anymore about jury duty. My wife's got it coming up in
July
be
like
or
a,
something.
A state versus city versus county deal as well.
So. No, I think it's a Jackson County, Johnson County. I think it's a county-based
deal. I'm going to
Jackson
County Courthouse to do it again.
Do they pay for your parking?
No. Well, technically with the check you get for your time.
Your $2 a day.
They should pay us for that damn video you have to watch with Frank White and George Brett.
There's a video with George and Frank?
I told you about this a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that one. You're serving the public.
Yeah, and it's like from 1992.
We were listening to the game yesterday in the car, and I had the White Sox broadcast. I always like to listen to the opponent. I don't think I'll be listening to the White Sox game broadcasters anymore because it's Perez.
Perez.
Yeah, no, please don't. Oh, it drives me nuts.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
It really is, man.
It's like when my dad hears people say Illinois. It's like, ah!
People say Illinois?
Oh, I'm sure they still pronounce the S.
When I was in college, we were doing morning news and stuff, and one of the students that I was working with said, today in Des Moines, Iowa. I was God, how do you not know that?
That's a bad one.
Like, that was bad, right? What the hell were we? Oh, so I was listening to the broadcast, and the announcer, Perez, he said, you know, when you think of the Royals, you think of George Brett. My daughter, who's 15, looks at me and goes, who the hell else would you think of? I said,
that's great.
Because I go back to last year when we had that caller calling who goes, I'm 30 and I don't know who George Brett is.
Okay.
It was one of the most unbelievable moments. Like Josh and I looked at each other and went, you don't know who George Brett is? He goes, no, I'm being honest, man. He goes, I'm 30. I grew up in this town. I don't really know who George Brett is.
Surprising.
That's, yeah. Somebody says, yes, that counts. You should have been able to get out of your jury duty.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You can only be summoned every 3 years, regardless if you're chosen.
Call up there.
I'm going to have to.
And you'll be on hold for 17 hours, and you'll get ticked off, and you'll finally get to somebody who doesn't want to talk to you, and you guys can yell at each other, because that's how call centers work.
True Green Thumb says, Dusty, just go to the jury duty and ask if you're there to impeach the judge. They'll send you right on home. True Green Thumb. Hey, I appreciate all the kind words and all the kindness today. Let's get ready to watch this Knicks-Celtics game tonight at 6. We get to sit back and watch these two goons enjoy their teams. But hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Binkley and Logan and Drew from 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.